Hello, hello. You're listening to Never Give Up, where giving up is not an option. I'm your host, Rochelle Jones, and I just want to welcome you today. Today, our topic is going to, you know, just talk. I always like having conversations, but we're just going to talk about just different scriptures in the Word of God. Always our plan on this show is to just leave you encouraged and leave you thinking and leave you examining yourself. And I think a lot of times we're so busy doing and thinking about so many things that we don't often take time for reflection, for self-examination. And it's better that we would examine and judge ourselves so that others and God, you know, doesn't have to. And so we just like to take those opportunities, you know. And we look at whatever stumbling blocks and things that come and take us from fulfilling our destiny and our purpose. What are those things that get in the way that cause us to just get tired, to get weary, and to just want to give up, you know? And it excites me because I have been, you know, years ago, just allowing sometimes circumstances or interruptions or depression to kind of weigh me down. And I realize that when I'm in that mindset, when I'm in that feeling or in that space, I'm not sowing towards my future or my destiny. And if I stay there too long, I'll end up giving up. Or those circumstances and situations or the negativity will cause me to be only thinking and trying to recover from it. And when you're in recovery of it, you're not really thinking or moving forward. And I think the example that we gave is like I'm on a mountain bike going down a hill and I see a boulder. And if I keep looking in the direction of the boulder, I'm going to hit it. That sometimes we only have a split second to find another path so that we can steer the bike to the new path that we want to take so that we don't have a collision with the boulder, the obstacle, the situation, the pain, the trauma. And so we just come on every Sunday at 7:30 to remind you, like, hey, maybe you stayed too long in a thought. Maybe you stayed down too long. And maybe it's the season for you to kind of examine and recommit to your passion, to recommit to your dreams, to recommit to the thing that the purpose or that the plan that God has for you. Ultimately, I don't know who's listening, but ultimately it is my heart's passion and desire to follow after the will of God. And yet I know that there's a force that works against me. Sometimes the force is evil or the devil. Sometimes that force is those jealous around me. Sometimes that force is me. Sometimes I'm my own worst enemy. Sometimes I get in my way because of the messages that I send to myself, even if not now, some damage that was done before previously, and that there's still residue that tries to trip me up. I got caught in a thought that was not positive, and I was dwelling on it and thinking about it and was intimidated about a situation. And then I realized, you know, Rochelle, you can keep hopping on that, or you can pull down that stronghold. You can cast down that imagination that comes to exalt itself against the knowledge of God. And I remember what Paul said. He said, I try to do good, but evil is always present. I try to stay focused and I try to stay on course and on top of it. It's like I try to stay doing the things that that are going to get me to the end result that I want. And yet, evil is always present, trying to take me off course. And so hopefully, and I try to have guests on. I know we normally have a superstar Ray Ray from Atlanta on and just love having young people's perspective. But we want to have and give opportunity for us to reexamine, to check out our filters, you know, because that information goes through filters. I heard somebody explain something to me, and they said, you know, sometimes life situations are just an event, or maybe something that someone says that was just so detrimental to you is just an event. It's just a saying. It has no power to it, only the power that you place on it. So if somebody says, I really think you're ignorant, that you can really dwell on that, and it could get you down, and it could probably hammer your self-esteem. But if you look at that, that's just a comment, and it's not right, it's not wrong, but what play am I going to put on that? And so if I'm already feeling that way, I'm already feeling inadequate, if I'm already feeling like I can't accomplish it, if I don't remember what the Word of God says, right? He said, first of all, he said, be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. That's encouraging, you know? He also told us that, look, that you have an anointing, you have a strength, you have a power that comes from the Holy One, and you know all things, right? He said that nothing was impossible to those who believe. And my favorite one is, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And so when I begin to realize, like, wow, oh, I can keep dwelling on that, or I can transition my thinking to, you know what, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And it kind of gets you like unstuck for a moment, long enough to be able to put another foot forward and says, you know what, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, that I have greatness on the inside of me. And I feel all of heaven trying to pull it out. But oftentimes we have to use the Word of God so that we can be strengthened by his Word. So we have to speak words like Romans 15 and 14, that today I am persuaded that I am filled with goodness, that all knowledge and ability to help my brother, I am good in the sight of God, and he gives me wisdom and knowledge and joy. So I thank God. He said, I am filled with the knowledge of the Lord's will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. I am a new creation in Christ. I am his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. Because of this, I have his wisdom, and my decisions are ordered by the Lord. Wow. The steps of a good man, a good woman, are ordered by the Lord. And I thank the God, the Father of my Lord Jesus Christ, who gives unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation, and my eyes are enlightened, that I may know the hope of the glory of his inheritance in me, and the exceeding greatness of his power that flows through me. That's Ephesians 1, 17 through 19. That we have to make a declaration of how we want to be or to think. And I remember in church, they would say, you know, that as a man thinketh, so is he. And so I'm like, wow, how are you thinking? Because you become what it is you think. So if you think great thoughts towards yourself, if you think possibilities, and then you're going to believe that. You're going to believe what you think, and you're going to walk in it, and you're going to do it. But if you begin to emphasize only I can't statements, I can't do that, nobody in my family has ever been able to do that, it's impossible to do that, then you'll lean towards the impossibility. And sometimes you won't even challenge yourself to attempt or to do. And that's a disservice. And so let's think about joy. I love it. He said, today I shall have joy because I shall speak words that bring life to me and others. What about, did you ever hear, the joy of the Lord is the strength of my life, so I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The word of God has all types of inspiration, encouragements, exhortations, truths. It has all kind of messages to cause us to get up. Of course, we have to believe in Jesus Christ. It's almost like a love letter that was written to his people. And I'm like, have you ever tried to read somebody's mail and you really couldn't understand because it wasn't written to you? And so if you're like right on the borderline of believing, maybe you would believe, but you've seen some misrepresentation. I want to speak to that for a moment. That, you know, because people are Christians, it doesn't mean they're not human. It doesn't mean that they don't make mistakes. Sometimes it doesn't even mean that they are just needing some more support. They're still in process. They're not fully cooked yet. But I get it. They are representatives of what Christ should look like. And sometimes we don't see good representation. But my question to you is, you can't allow somebody's inability to effectively be a good ambassador to stop your personal relationship with God, his son, Jesus Christ, who left a comforter, the Holy Spirit. And a lot of times people say, oh, there's hypocrites in the church. And I'm like, well, there's really hypocrites everywhere. I'm sure the last time you went to a club or the bar or wherever you hang out at, there's probably hypocrites there too. But why is it so detrimental, the hypocrites that are in the church, the humans that say they are now Christ-like? Why is it that people cannot believe for a moment that they make mistakes too? I think that's why Jesus died on the cross for our sins, that we are able to repent. Maybe they don't repent. Maybe they forget to come back and say, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have been so quick to jump to conclusions. I know a lot of times people say that those in the church, the Christians, they're so judgmental. They judge. Well, they judge everywhere. Judge you on the bus, in the train. I remember the last time I was on the bus and people get on, we stare up and down as they walk till they sit down. I don't know. What else is there to look at? But the point is that people are making judgments all the time. We judge all the time, all of us. Now, the Bible says if you don't judge unless you're willing to judge yourself. And so, I mean, we get an opportunity. We get an opportunity to examine and to look at the areas of our life where we may not be walking in excellence, right? We get to say, well, you know, I said that I was going to go and exercise 2 times a week. We get to check in and say, well, did you do that? We get to hold each other accountable. And it's for our own good. It's for our own good. And so we get to just declare, Lord, help me, give me strength. So it's exciting. It's exciting to know that God is our strength. He's a very present help in a time of trouble. This is Never Give Up, where giving up is not an option. I'm your host, Rochelle Jones. And I have a guest that's just popping on, and her name is Sasha all the way from Oklahoma, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Sasha, I want you to say hi to the audience in Boston.
Hello, hello, people. Thank you for having me on your show as your guest.
Thank you, Sasha. I love always introducing guests to our audience. And today we're kind of talking about how we need to speak the word of God sometimes over our situations, like when things are starting to go down, when we find ourselves like going in the opposite direction of what it is that we say that we want or what we want to achieve. You know, we use the word of God, you know. So I just want you to maybe share briefly with our audience some of your experience of how using the word of God has helped you.
You know, every season is an opportunity for a testimony, isn't it? So I can say that I am in a season or many season of that right now. It was just kind of like, all right, God, I'm feeling anxious. I'm feeling scared. I'm feeling like all of these things. But really and truly, and it was just the other day, I had to sit down and take a moment and like even breathe, because it's just like, those are not the things of Jesus, right? Those are not the things that he gives us. So just like reminding myself of scriptures. He didn't give me a spirit of fear. I'm beautifully and wonderfully made. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Like, you know what I mean? And just having those on a repeat to combat all of the things that I'm thinking that I can't do or I'm unable to do or it's hard to do right now. It is going to be hard to do, but not hard for him or him to work through you. So,
right. So you said the word of God is helpful for you, like in, for instance, fear. And you have to use, okay, Lord, I know it's a scripture that he did not give us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. And so you're saying, look, I don't want to walk in the things that you did not give me. So if you didn't give me fear, right? And we're not talking about the fear that warns us of danger, but we're talking about a fear to keep us from walking in our destiny.
Of failing or not doing well, or fear of trying these things, or fear of ridicule, or fear, like, why? Why do you fear those? Some of those things are very good for you, like, you know what I mean? The part of growth, part of your journey. But some of those things stabilize you where you don't want to move forward. And that's the problem, because we're always supposed to be moving. We're not supposed to be stagnant, even if we're in a season of waiting. Waiting is still active. Whether you're waiting WAIT or waiting like WADE, you know what I mean? You're just buying the time of your season.
So you said waiting or waiting?
Yeah, they're both active if you're doing them for and with the Lord.
I don't think
you see them as negative.
I don't think I've heard of WADING.
Like a wading pool, like the ocean, like, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So when they're building things in the harbor, they have it in a wading area with like shallow water where you feel that like you can't move and you're stuck, but actually it's that shallow water, you know what I mean? It keeps you safe and afloat, a wading pool.
Okay. All right. Wow. So
like the little toddler pools. That's
okay.
What they're really called.
Right. Right. Well, those who wait upon the Lord, he said he would renew their strength. And they will mount up with wings as eagles. They would run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. And so that's important to try and focus on.
And remember, how about you? What do you do in your times of?
Well, I tend to try and meditate and slow down and really think about what I'm feeling and why I'm feeling it. I try to see what the source is. If I'm feeling fear, then why? Is it the fear of man, the fear of failure? Am I afraid because I lack confidence in myself? And so for me, it's helpful to try to overcome by thinking about, you know, what it is that's causing it so that maybe I can put an end to it, you know. And then let's say, well, it's the fear of man. So that's why I don't want to speak at the next conference. But I then have to remind myself, well, what prices are you willing to pay to overcome? Yes. So what I find myself doing then is just really trusting the Lord. So once again, you're listening to Never Give Up, where giving up is not an option. I'm your host, Rochelle Jones. And I have with me Sasha all the way from Tulsa, Oklahoma. And she's going to join me in, and we're going to just kind of give some feedback about how important it is to kind of know the Word of God when you're going through different events in your life, different situations. I'm going to ask her to chime in to what her experience is when going through a situation or when it comes to having a goal that she might have set and might need some extra support through the Word of God in order to push through and get to the other side of her obstacle. Welcome, Sasha.
Thank you for having me. Thank you. Hello, everyone. I'm glad to be here. I think topics like these and even opportunities to come and discuss are blessing in disguises, because even as you were asking or preparing to ask the question, it's just a flash of like, no, these are why we have it. So for me personally, it's going back in the arsenal. Like when I was younger, my mom used to have like these visuals, and one of them was like, if we are the defense, like, you know, Satan's already got attacks, the way for us to defend ourselves is with the sword, right? Which is the word. So every time we know a scripture, we can fight back with the word. So it's just like, yeah, moments when we're in fear, moments when we have anxiety, moments when we're just unsure, just repeating back that. So mine is like, the Lord didn't give me a spirit of fear. I'm more than a conqueror. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm beautifully and wonderfully made. Like I was made, like, so literally just any time that I can like repeat that so I can combat the things that are untrue.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It helps you to bounce back, you know. If you all of a sudden you might look through a magazine and you might start comparing yourself to some of the models and be like, man, I'm just ugly. My hair is not long and straight. And you can bounce back by saying, you know what? Stop. Stop the thought. I am beautifully and wonderfully made. Now we get to make improvements. We get to exercise and do the things that we might need to enhance ourselves. But you're beautiful. And when those doubts and self-doubt statements come, I like the term you use, Sasha. I get to bounce back by using the Word of God. And I love the one you said about fear. Have you ever tried to do something that was a little out of your comfort zone? It might be you're trying a new thing, you know, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, you can't do it. Or your heart starts pounding and you feel inadequate. You get to be like, you know what? You get to bounce back. The Lord didn't give me a spirit of fear. But then what did he give you? He gave me love. He gave me power. And he gave me a sound mind. So I'm going to stand on what God gave me and not on what he did not give me. And it helps to dispel the fear, right? Now, okay, I'm going to say this out there. Sometimes you might have to say it 3-4 times before you really actually believe it.
No, sometimes it's a daily mantra that you have to put on post-its on your mirror or a little reminder, because like you said before, life isn't like, I'm learning and accepting that part of like, life isn't the situations. Like that's not my whole life. That was just an event that happened, right? So even while I'm going through the event, I might most definitely have to remind myself every day. But then there's also something healthy about going back and reflecting on the events that happened to see like Yeah, your areas of growth and what you have learned from the last time.
Yeah. You got to look back. You got to examine. You got to highlight the growth. You know, you may not have to always highlight the pain of it, but you can probably fast forward and highlight what did I learn from that experience and move forward, right? I sometimes, you know, I'm not trying to run past events and things that happened in the past, but I'm like, if it's not going to help me to advance to my next step, then I'm not going to dwell on it. And I think a lot of times we start dwelling on the parts, of the pain that that just causes us to get stuck there, you know. So moving forward, what did I learn about that, and how can I apply it moving forward? What do you think about that, Sasha?
So true. Like, that's what I think, that's the element of growth. They say, what's the difference between knowledge and wisdom? Knowledge is having the know-how, and wisdom is actually like applying it. Like, you know what I mean? I can know how to do something every day, but the best way to apply it, or when to apply it, or how to apply it, that comes with experience and wisdom. So if you don't give yourself time to go back, I guess it's just kind of like, where do you give yourself that, like, that distance to know, like, where I've grown?
Right, right. That is so good. Sasha, we're out of time. We're going to have you come back next week. So I just wanted to just thank you for coming on the show. I mean, you have great insight. Once again, you're listening to Never Give Up, where giving up is not an option. I'm your host, Rochelle Jones, and we thank you for listening. And once again, remember that greatness is on the inside of you. You have a great day, great night.